What time is it, Joe?
It's Cave Dwellers time.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's up, man? We got a guest in the studio today.
Yeah, we do?
We do.
Oh, shit. We'll wait to introduce him a little later.
How you doing, man? It's Sunday.
Oh,
you
yeah.
Feeling good?
Oh, yeah. It's a beautiful Sunday. It's overcast. Not too hot, not too cold.
Just right, just right.
Yeah. Beautiful day to fucking blaze up a fat horse leg jaunt.
We want to welcome you guys back. If you haven't listened to us before, this is the Cave Dwellers Podcast, where we go deep on everything under the sun. You know.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, guys, we got a guest in the studio today. It's our buddy. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, man?
Hey, what's going on? My name is Alex Sacker. I'm a musician. Anything?
No freaking way.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I play with a band called Vimanas. We play like psychedelic jam rock.
And Vimanas?
Vimanas. V-I-M-A-N-A-S.
Okay.
Yeah. And where does that stem from?
It's like we were looking for names and it was fucking like name after name after name. And then our bassist Brandon was like, hey, there's this like ancient Hindu temple that flies in the sky.
Oh.
And it's called a Vimana.
Where's this conspiracy theory come from?
It's like in the Sanskrit, I think, or something.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You know, honestly, I haven't done so much research into it, but it's like in their text and it was like, dang. We saw a bunch of pictures and the way I figured it, it's most likely if it's like in their text, maybe like a shooting star or whatever, but
it's
in my
probably
mind,
true.
Yeah. So it's like UFO maybe or something like that, you know?
So it's like the Atlantis in the sky.
Yeah, exactly. Damn. Something like that.
Damn,
that's a pretty cool name. I dig that story.
How many mushrooms did you guys to figure out that story?
I mean, like over the not at a time, but over the years, probably a good amount. You know what I mean? Yeah,
that's a good one right there.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, so you guys got the name from there, and how long you guys been playing?
Since 2018.
Okay.
Yeah, since like late 2018. No, wait, I think it's late 2017, and then 2018 we started, and then 19, and then 20 kind of stopped us real hard.
Those are the boys you jam out with in what did you say, Burbank or something?
Yeah, Glendale.
Oh, Glendale.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's our new drummer's house. We switched drummers last year.
Okay.
And then I've been jamming out there, and then half in like Mira Loma.
Okay. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. So who's in your band exactly? You got a bass player.
Yeah.
Drummer.
Yep.
And then you're the guitar player?
Yeah, and then I got another guitar player. So it's okay. Me. Bass is Brandon Haddix.
Okay.
A guitar player is Dennis Iturralde. And all then right. We got a drummer, Matthew Davis.
All right.
Who's cool. The newest addition who like kind of released like evened out the sound for us. It's nice.
Yeah. So who sings, you do or the other guitar player?
I do mostly, you know okay. What I mean? But like our songs have very minimal lyrics. So it's just like, it's very, you know,
very small. Psychedelic.
Yeah. You know, kind of, you know, I mean, not like in the traditional sense of like,
what was that Grateful Dead style?
Kind of. Yeah. In this, like in the sense that psychedelic is like long formed improvisation where in that you can kind of get trippy. It's not like fucking Spangle where it's like super trippy shit just in the music, but we have a lot of like elements that like if you're kind of frying out at a show, you're going to be like,
whoa. Oh, hell yeah.
That's the goal at least. You know what I mean? That's hell like our target audience.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's crazy. So, what made you, who came up with that? Like wanting to play that type of music?
Well,
was that always like your type of music that you listened to or?
Not necessarily. Well, it was when I was growing up, my dad like kind of rooted me really hardcore in like classic rock, like Beatles, Zeppelin, The Who, all that kind of stuff.
How old did you, were you when you started playing?
Like probably like 11 or 12, but then like seriously at like 14, like I had a guitar in my room and you know how you just like fuck around with it.
Oh yeah.
And don't really do anything. You
smoke
think you're doing
in the
something.
Water. That's it.
Yeah. Barely dude. Barely. But then like in like freshman year after like, I think maybe like eighth grade or ninth grade, I started playing seriously. And like, you start to get that development where like, holy shit, I could play a fucking power chord. And then like gained up to there. And then eventually like in college started playing in bands, stuff like that.
That's cool.
Yeah.
When growing up, you're always into classic rock or were like me and my story and viewers and listeners have heard it before where I was actually rap, all diehard rap. And
really?
And then my mom's boyfriend introduced me to classic rock and he's like, hey, like this is real music. Not that rap's real music, but he's like, hey, yeah, check this out. And that's, I'm like, man, that's a fucking trip. And it was like Led Zeppelin and all that stuff, Black Sabbath. And
well, definitely all that for sure. Like Black Sabbath, I kind of got more on my own, but my dad was definitely like a huge Beatles head. He loves Supertramp. We just had like a huge, like 2 hour long conversation about Supertramp over the last like 2 weeks.
Yeah. Talk to Joe about Beatles. He loves Beatles.
Dude, it's like,
he knows like, I think every song how to play on guitar.
Shut the fuck.
Yeah, dude, I bought this like Beatles chord Bible and it's like A to Z every single song.
Oh,
so I'll just flow through there, dude. But dude, the Beatles for me were like the biggest concrete musical influence probably growing up. And then like I got into Guns N' Roses really hard when I was in junior high school, and I was like, this is the fucking best band ever. And then after that, it was like, I grew a little bit more. I got really into Smashing Pumpkins for a while. You ever fuck with them?
Oh, yeah.
Like, their first album's gnarly good, dude.
I used to like, when I was playing drums, I used to like the beat of the, was it 1969?
Doo-da, doo-da, doo-da. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Really yeah that, but other than that, yeah. Nah, not really, though.
If you're into, like, rock, just like hard rock, listen to their first album, Gish, and that shit is dope. It gets fucking psychedelic. It's cool. It's like right before Billy Corgan probably went to like artsy.
Like before he like cut his hair,
shaved his head off. Dude, it was like, he was like, I read in a place once, he was like living in a parking garage or something when they recorded that album. Yeah. And then like Siamese Dream, the one that has like Cherub Rock and like Silver Fuck and all those cool songs. Like came after that, after like, I think the mainstream success.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking Smashing Pumpkins. That's like a band that, like, what happened to them and what happened to Lenny Kravitz? You don't hear that anymore. For real.
The thing is that a lot of those bands, even though you don't pay attention to them, they were touring. They were playing shows.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, because we're not a follower.
They were still selling out.
Yeah, well, I don't mean to, like, I'm not trying to talk shit on anybody, but it's like the shows I've seen as far as like live takes of the Smashing Pumpkins, it's kind of like, now. Well, yeah.
I had a friend and she was telling me like, oh my God, it sounded just like the CD and this and that. And I was just like, I'm not that big of a, I was like, hey, I know Rat in the Cage and whatever the other one is, the fucking K-Rock hit. But it's like, I'm not that much of a fan to like go out of my way to go see them. You know what I mean?
What was
like,
that one band?
I'm a more casual listener.
That you went to go see that was super big in like in our high school age. And then you saw him older and he's all drunk and fucked up.
Oh, Modest Mouse.
Modest Mouse.
Oh, that's a bummer, dude.
Dude, they were really bad. And I think the singer or whatever guitar player, I don't even know the name of the dude. But yeah, we went to go see him. And I think they were headlining at the Forum. And dude, it was just all bad. Like he was so fucked up. Like he was just out of key the whole night. And he's like looking at the guitar like it's the guitar's fault. Like he's not playing the right notes and shit. He's like, get this away from me.
I just watched like a documentary about the Lonesome Crowded West. And I haven't listened to Modern Mouse in years. And I was like, oh, fuck yeah. And I was at work kind of listening to some of their albums. And now that bummed me the fuck out.
Dude, their CDs are great.
Yeah.
Or the records are really good.
Yeah, when they're not fucked up. Tell that to Puddle of Mud and shit.
Oh, fuck. That's that another Nirvana one. Cover, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he played that for us. And our Joe brought that up. And he's like, which one's better, this one or Post Malone? I'm like, I don't know. I'm going to have to go with Posty with that one.
Posty, huh?
Yeah. Post Malone I haven't heard it, but I imagine it's like high art compared to that fucking
cover. Oh, yeah.
That was fucked up, dude.
Yeah, because he's actually, he's a big collector on guitars, huh? He collects and
he plays.
Yeah. So like he's actually a legit musician, I guess.
Yeah, and I get that vibe too.
Yeah, with his raspy voice too, it's a good, what's another good one? That chick fucking Miley Cyrus, or she didn't do a Nirvana, huh? She did a, what did she do? Those
Cranberries.
Cranberries?
Oh, yeah. Dope.
Oh, Zombie. Okay. I think she did like a Soundgarden 2 cover.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
Have you heard the Norah Jones, Black Hole Sun?
Nah.
Bad?
Dude, it's ridiculous. No, it's good. It's so good, dude. It's bad in a good sense.
Okay,
it's
I
like,
got
dude,
you.
It's like, so it's,
find it.
It's spooky and bizarre and her voice is like haunting and she plays it on the piano and adds in all these like weird chords to it. It's really fucking rad, dude. Very impressive.
Interesting.
Rob Shankar's daughter, dude.
Yeah, back in the day, this was when Chris Cornell was still alive, but he had this side project, which was The Dog something. Oh, yeah, Temple of the Dog. And I remember hearing the show like, oh, they're going to play the Forum. And I had the opportunity. I'm like, oh, man, I could go get tickets or whatever. And whatever, I just didn't end up going. You know, obviously the gig happened. And then some years later, he passes away. And then I was listening to, I don't know if you guys heard Dean Del Rey, but he's a big, he's a comedian, but he's a big rock fan.
Yeah, he does I forget what it's called. It's like all the comedians come and do rock shows.
Oh, the AC/DC one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he was talking about like some of the experiences of that when he seen, because he grew up, I don't know, I think in San Francisco and then obviously there.
The Bay Area.
Yeah, the Bay Area. And of course, a lot of bands tour, you know, they go through that part of town. And he was just mentioning about that Temple of the Dog show where they played, they did a cover of, it was a Zeppelin song, Keeley's Last Stand.
Oh.
And I was just like, bro, that's one of the baddest songs. I can only imagine how fucking sick his, because to me, Cornell's voice is like comparable. Like he's so good on that level, like he's like Robert Plant status to me.
Well, super distinct,
he's
too.
He's so good.
Yeah.
He's his own style. I'm not saying comparing him, but like he's at that level of like talent. 100%. He's bad, dude.
Well, to be super unique and have your voice like almost like set a precedent for other people to copy you is super impressive. And then also to be able to sing really well is impressive, because some people have a voice and they fucking suck at singing.
Yeah.
Like if you take Modest Mouse Dude, for example, like all his albums, he has like a really like unique voice and he nails it. But if he's not nailing it live, but Chris Cornell's live takes are pretty impressive.
Fuck yeah. Just like this guy was talking to me the other day that he watched the new documentary, The Biggie, The Notorious. What is it? Notorious on Netflix? I started watching it, but I didn't finish it. But tripped me out that he told me he's 24 years old.
Dude, when he died.
Yeah.
That tripped me the fuck out when I heard that too.
Yeah, it's like, man, imagine like he didn't even know how big he was going to be and like how big his voice, how much he's going to inspire so many other rappers and people. Yeah. And fucking 24.
Dude, think about the songs he was writing probably when he was like 21.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking A, dude. Everyday Struggle is such a crazy song to like conceive when you're that young.
Yeah.
In a documentary I saw, I think he was rapping like at 15 on the block and shit.
Yeah. That's really sick.
Yeah, that was nuts. At a 15-year-old, just to be coming up with lyrics like that.
And slaying it.
Oh,
dude.
Yeah. Fuck. Yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah, I have like amongst like the rock and shit, like I got pretty in hip hop for a while too.
Yeah.
So that's like another basis. Like fucking Biggie's like that first album, Ready to Die, is fucking drenched in me. That shit is rad.
So how old are you?
I'm 29. I was born 91. Okay.
So that's what I was gonna say. So when you're into Guns N' Roses, they weren't around anymore.
Nah, dude. It was I think it all stemmed from like I watched like a Behind the Music.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this band is fucking sick.
Yeah.
So then I bought like Appetite for Destruction, which I think like out of all their music is still a pretty solid album to back.
Is that their first one, right?
Yeah. Okay. It's pretty sick. Like the riffs are good, you know, songs are well written. Mm-hmm. And then after that, you're like, it's like, what the fuck? I was like looking back as an older man, you know, it's like, what the fuck were these dudes doing, dude? It's like sad.
And the whole story too, with Axl and fucking
it's silly,
Slash.
Dude. Yeah. It's silly, dude.
But were you one of those people who's like, I gotta go to the show. This is, it's never gonna happen again. I gotta go.
I was more
six years later.
I was more that with like Rage, because me and my buddy were really also in the Rage Against the Machine growing up.
Fuck yeah!
And then when they played at the Coliseum, did you guys happen to go to that?
Hell yeah!
Yes, dude.
Hell yeah!
With El Gran Silencio, that fucking there was like a sick ass. Yeah, that was rad, dude.
Yeah.
Muse, I wasn't a huge fan of. Lauryn Hill
I didn't even know who Muse was. I'm like, who the fuck Muse opening up for Rage? Like that sounds like. Why not Lauryn Hill? But then I listen, I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. Like, they're up and coming and whatnot. Yeah. They're pretty big. They did a pretty good show.
It was all right.
I became a fan.
Okay, but Rise Against?
Get
the fuck out of here, please.
I've seen them three times unwillingly each fucking time.
Yes. Oh, same. My gosh.
And they fucking sucked every single time,
fuck
dude.
Yeah. Hey, the people who love that shit, no hate.
Let me
No hate to the people in the OC in Orange County, but fuck, they fucking eat that shit up.
It's gross, dude.
Yeah.
They rage. Fucking, like, rage. You fucking Rage Against the Machine, dude.
Yeah,
but
there was fires. You guys remember the fires during the fucking set?
Oh, fuck yeah. I was down there.
Dude, it was crazy. I remember in the stands fucked up and we're just like, yo, there are fires. This is going to get hairy, dude.
So my story was, and we'll finish off the fucking Guns N' Roses later, but so I actually, the way I didn't like it, but they had three different tiers in the pit, and I remember
looking at that from above,
and I had the far back tier. I'm like, there's no way they can separate us, and no, they did, they tried. And I met this one group of guys and they're like, hey, first song of Rage, fucking, we're storming the fucking Capitol. Fucking, hey, we're gonna fucking,
this is a siege. Yeah,
we're gonna knock them down.
Or something, probably.
Yeah, something like that. But fucking, yeah, no joke. First song came on, we knocked our way in. And then, I end up losing my shoe. And they're like, yeah, just run into the pit. They won't find us, whatever. But I remember seeing the fires. Oh, my God.
Dude. It was an intense concert. It was rad. And I was happy I went there because like I was like, fuck, dude, this, we need to go to this because it's it after that. And it was. Yeah.
That's what I was telling this guy too, because this guy's like, I don't know, I'll wait until the last minute until the tickets are cheaper. I'm like, nah.
Now.
Yeah, you got it. You got to get the tickets.
You don't want to wait outside.
Did that show sell out?
Yeah, fuck yeah, I did.
Sold out, huh?
Yeah, I did. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
They sold out the
Coliseum. What about recently? Did you try to get tickets for this last recent reunion?
No, I don't even think I heard about it, dude. Oh, honestly. No? Yeah. After that, I was kind of like, I was pretty settled down. I was like, all right, I got it.
Oh, yeah. Because they announced Coachella, and I'm like, I don't know about going to Coachella. Like, doing Joe's math, it's like Coachella ticket, $600.
At least, that's just ticket.
Yeah, gas money, food money.
Hotel.
Drug money, hotel money, beer money, Hooker money. No. Hooker
money. Yeah. Merch yeah, money.
Merch money. No.
Fucking that's, you buying flower fucking headbands for chicks. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's like 200 bucks
yeah,
right
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
No.
At the end of the day, you're spending $2,000 easily.
Easy, dude.
So I was like, nah. So whatever. I'm like, no, they're going to announce a tour. There's no way. Fucking with Trump and all the thing going on. I'm like, there has to be a tour.
Yeah. Where were you guys this whole time with Trump? You guys got to be fucking playing all those riots. Dude,
oh, fuck
sick
yeah.
as fuck. Dude.
Shit. We were right there. We're broadcasting the whole time.
Really?
Yeah.
Honestly, it was one of those things that's like, I mean, I listen to bands like Rage and then System and then, you know, other political stuff, I guess. But just like there was no bands out at that time, like putting out music like with any type of message. So I was just like, fuck, if there's ever a time we need these fucking dudes to make music is right now, dude. Right now. And well, they were going to play some shows, but it looks like there's no new music like from any bands. Well, mm-hmm. any of those from that era, I should say.
And yeah. it'd be like, it'd be a shame for them to just release an album and it would suck. And you'd be like, fuck.
Yeah.
And just totally. Like, I feel like even like in the Rage discography, like Renegades, I almost feel like they kind of did that just to like finish their contract.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think so. Mm-hmm.
Cause like Evil Empire for me is like,
oh, fuck. Ooh, yeah.
It's,
yeah.
I was listening to
it's
Evil.
Probably my favorite one.
Dude, yeah. From like September to like January, I was listening to Evil Empire like 3 times a week, just like in my car on the way home. It's like, oh,
fuck yeah.
It's so good, dude. Yeah. Yeah. Vietnow is like so tasty, dude.
Fucking People of the Sun.
Oh,
yeah. That's my favorite right there.
Never forget that you're back.
Yeah. Yeah, and what about when they did that little spinoff, The Prophets of Rage? What did you think about that?
I was never super into Cypress Hill, really.
Oh, okay.
But I wasn't, like, hating against it, because no. I've kind of seen other, like, I saw The Night Watchman, which was Tom Morello's, yeah. like, acoustic thing. I saw Street Sweeper Social Club open for Nine Inch Nails and Jane's Addiction. And that was pretty cool. Like, that was all
right. That's a sick lineup right there.
It was
there.
Great, dude. That was, like, when I first started, like, smoking weed. It was, like, in
what
high school.
What year was that?
Oh, it must have been 09.
Damn.
Because I remember we went there, me and my friend, like, had a bowl, and we're, like, in the parking lot, like, let's get stoned, dude. And, like, some old guy gave us a joint, and he's, like, ugh. And then we fucking hit it during the show, and we're, like, dude, we're fucking, like, we've arrived, dude.
Hey, damn.
Like, dude, Jane's, it's like, fucking Jane says, dude.
We smoke pot now.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we're stoners
we're
now,
we're stoners
dude.
Now.
We got high at a concert. Yeah. Some old guy passes a joint, we
that's
fucking hit
fucking
it.
Funny.
It was damn. Cool, dude. That was so, like pre all the like if I was into like the Grateful Dead and shit back then, it would have been probably a whole different story.
So how old were you when you went to that concert?
I was probably like 17.
Oh, so like a junior?
No, I started I think early. Oh, so okay. I was like 17 when I like entered college.
Oh wow.
Yeah, but
that's
like
crazy.
But like only for like a month in like October. So when I graduated high school, I was 17.
That kind of sucks.
Yeah, it was kind of a bummer, dude. Yeah, because everyone's like fucking buying cigarettes and shit and like lotto tickets, and you're just like, okay.
Yeah.
Then whatever. When everyone turns 21, they're all getting shit faced, and you're just like, I'll be in the parking lot, guys.
Yeah,
just,
yeah.
You know, hey, guys, I'm going to go hang out.
So was that your first concert you ever went to, or what was your first concert?
Fuck, I think the first big concert I ever went to, my parents took me and my sister to go see The Who at the Hollywood Bowl.
Damn.
Which was pretty sick.
That's fucking sick.
It was pretty cool.
I'm jealous. I wish I had your parents.
Yeah, my parents are awesome, to be honest with you, yeah. And then after that, I think, like, when I started driving, I got more into, like, music. I got into, like, Alkaline Trio, which is, like, this pop punk band. Mm-hmm. And then we started going and seeing shows, like, Circus Survive we saw, and then...
Well, what would you say like your main genre growing up?
Rock for sure. Yeah. But then like offshoots, like I met one of my buddies in high school who I worked with, like kind of fed me a bunch of music, which was like my first like jump into like expansion.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was like Alkaline Trio, Circuit Survive, a little bit of like Coheed and Cambria, and then a splattering of other kind of punkish bands.
So like a little like prog sprinkled in there.
Kind of. Yeah. But also like growing up fucking like definitely a ton of Floyd. Like my dad went to college in England. So I think he picked up a lot of that type of like English rock there. Mm-hmm. So Floyd was huge growing up. Like I said earlier, the Beatles. But then like I think I got into Rush kind of like throughout like early high school and junior high school too for like that prog shit.
Yeah.
And then after that, I think when I was like 18, I went to my cousin's house. He was like the cool older inspiration. You know what I mean? He also played guitar, so he got me started.
He's the one that shows you like, hey, you gotta listen to this dog.
The guy, dude. Yeah. And then he gave me like this fucking like.
The crate.
Dude, exactly. Like a 20 gigabyte file, but like a digital crate.
Oh, back then.
Yeah. And this like fucking gave me it. And I was like, fuck, he's like, explore all this shit. And then after like three of those, I was just like expanded. And then I got like in college, just met a bunch of people, started studying music. And then after that, it was.
Yeah. You know what's crazy? Like, I didn't expect it, but just, I mean, maybe this is kind of obvious for some people, but for me, like, cause kind of similar story, but I went down a little bit different path. And you know, like you branch off once you start listening to one thing, it kind of leads you down another rabbit hole to another type of deal. But really what started expanding me is like, once I got hooked on YouTube and that's like
LimeWire and Napster too.
Well, of course that stuff, but more like different genres, like not so obvious, I guess, mainstream shit mm-hmm. was just like, man, like, oh, you hit your recommendations. And it's even still till now, like, I'll find stuff. And then I just been listening to this one stream that, fuck, they just have so much music that's like otherworldly shit. I'm just like, I'm all everywhere now.
I've done tons of like finds on YouTube, and it's really actually fucking incredible mm-hmm. when you're like, I'm just gonna check this shit out. And mm-hmm. it becomes your new favorite shit.
I even look too, like, into the comments. They're like, hey, if you like this, people recommend stuff too. And that kind of leads you down another rabbit hole. So
you go deep.
You got it.
Dumb, capable.
Well, hey, hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, this guy's like, hey, how much do you spend on YouTube? I'm like, honestly, like, maybe like 5 minutes a month.
Serious?
Yeah, I have kids. So they're like, you're on YouTube? Fair. Yeah, like, let me see that. I want this fucking, now with this new baby, all I'm fucking hearing is Baby Shark. Can't get fucking.
Still, that's still around, the Baby Shark?
No, God!
You're telling me. And I even found a Banda fucking Baby Shark.
No yeah. fucking way, dude.
Hey, let me see your lighter, dog.
So
I
just get to that point where I'm like, hey, fuck YouTube.
Dude.
Fuck YouTube.
It's not you. Hey, bro, it's not YouTube's fault.
I know.
Fault.
It's the algorithm that you're stuck with right now. Yeah, you're just in like this hole. You got to cut out everything, make a new account, and just start from scratch,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a way, I think I didn't read the article, but I read like this bullshit headline of it. It's like, there's a way you can go through like all the videos and like choose what you want.
Really?
You can kind of shape it, but it takes a long time because you got to go through each video, I think. And like,
you know what's funny, like speaking about this, like what it is all about the algorithm and stuff like that. And I forgot what topic or whatever they were mentioning, but basically, like, let's say for example, like you and your girl, whatever you find interesting on Facebook is going to be completely different from what she views on her timeline. So they actually did it, an experiment with, I guess, couples. They're like, here, you get this person's timeline, and they're like, this is completely irrelevant to me. This is so fucking boring. But then it's like, that's how they keep you engaged for so long. Mm-hmm. It's like, here, add here, or specified content, like videos. What do you like? What do you want to watch and listen to? It's like, dude, they fucking nail you, like, exactly.
Scary.
Yeah, it's so crazy. Exactly what your interests are, they already know. It's like, all planned out.
You know what I hate is the title bait. You read the title, I'm like, oh,
I
man,
don't watch those. I don't watch those.
Clickbait
fuck
shit.
That. Yeah, I'm like, fuck you for trying to trick me, dude.
Hey, what about the one they're like, if I pour this water into this cup, it's going to be exactly whatever, like, you know, never what I'm saying,
like, they, like a large and a medium, yeah, that kind of thing.
It's like, this is how you're getting ripped off at bars. Look, and they'll be like,
this feels like that.
You're like, no, it's not true. And it's like 3 minutes of them going back, look, watch. It's like, motherfucker, this video could have been over in 1 minute, but here they are, like, here I am, me being a dumbass, like,
you're watching,
waiting it for, and I'm like, nah, now I skip. I'm like, show me the shit and or move on, like, fuck this. But yeah, anyways, you know, one thing I wanted to bring up with you guys, because it's all about this culture right now. What the fuck
cancel culture?
Yeah, what the fuck is up with now? There's no more Mr. Potato Head.
Huh?
Dr. Seuss is getting canceled.
Oh, yeah, I heard that. Like 6 books or something, huh?
Yeah, something like that. And then also the chick, I don't know if you guys are into the Star Wars thing, but from The Mandalorian,
because
she spoke out against... I don't know what the fuck exactly she said, but she got canceled.
Star Wars?
No!
Yeah. Some actress from the new series on Disney Plus.
The Mandalorian one?
Mandalorian, yeah.
I haven't seen any episodes, so.
Yeah.
It's can't a little really silly. Say. It's a little silly.
It's going overboard now.
I might not like necessarily agree with any of like their points or not, or I might or not, but it's like, dude, like, I'm a big fan of stand-up comedy, and I feel like that what they instill is like, you have a freedom of speech, and you should like try to protect that regardless mm-hmm. or not if you're going to like... agree with it or not. Shit, dude, it's like, you know, if they're not like physically gonna like assaulting anybody or calling for anyone violence against anybody or any group, it's like, what's the issue? They're an idiot. You should be able to like determine who's an idiot and then move on through your like through life.
Fuck yeah.
It's just crazy. I was like, okay, so we're getting rid of Mr. Potato Head. This is what we've come to now.
Yeah, dude. Well, potatoes aren't gendered, dude. That's the way it is, dude. Yeah,
fuck. I always thought there was female fucking potatoes.
You were wrong, dude. I'm sorry to say. Fuck. Well, there was, because there's a Mrs. Up. Potato Head, right?
Yeah. but then they had non-binary child Potato Head.
You know what always tripped me out? Like,
that's just Potato Head sounds like a fucking monster that's going to get you in your sleep. Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, who's coming? It's fucking Potato Head.
Fucking Mr. Potato Head. What always tripped me out was like, I had a job, customer service, when I was young, right out of high school. And fucking the one thing that I tripped out back in the day is like, I would go to like a house and whatever, like I would call, hey, ma'am, I am not married. And like, that was like the one thing that I was like, is it Mrs. or ma'am?
Miss.
Yeah, so it's like Miss is obviously like the single version.
Yeah.
And Ma'am.
Ma'am goes all across.
And then, because there's a Mrs. Misses.
Miss and Mrs.
Yeah.
Mrs. is married.
But I honestly, it's been a long time, but like I would say the wrong one, like, I'm not old, I'm not married. And it's like now growing up, it's like, don't call me a miss. How do you know I'm not fucking transitioning right now or something? Like, now you have to be so fucking specific. I don't know.
I don't even, like, I feel like if I'm down for whatever anyone wants to do, but there should be kind of like a small slack to be like, oh, I fucked up. How about you just like give me a break for a second? You know what I mean? It's not, you know what I mean?
Fuck yeah.
I'll try to be nice, but it's like, you know, you don't get mad at me for like, you know, I was at a place once and you know, it's like,
you're fucking up my pronouns.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you do that. You're like, well, I'm sorry, person. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My main person?
A human. Relax.
Yeah. It's like LBGTQ. Like, they just keep on adding letters and shit. I don't know. Nothing towards the gay people. Like Al said, hey, do whatever you want to do. I don't give a fuck.
It doesn't matter to me. But I was just tripping out. I was like, okay, so we're canceling Dr. Seuss and Mr. Potato Head. What's next? Like Sonic the Hedgehog. Nah.
He's blue, dude.
He's blue. Hey, fuck that shit. We can't have him. Next, Homer Simpson. He's yellow. Fuck that. He's
well, they did Apu. Asian. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. They canceled Apu too.
They did?
Yeah. Or they, I think there was a storm about it. I'm not sure if they canceled it.
I heard something. I don't know how factual this is, but I'm pretty sure it's accurate. But South Park and Family Guy can no longer do gay jokes.
What?
And I'm just like,
so no more Mr. Slave?
Sorry to say.
It's the cornerstone of like the television
sorry
show.
Sorry to say, no more Mr. Slave for you, Papa.
Damn.
Hello. Hey, you were quick on that one.
Hell yeah. I had that one planned for the.
And like, you know what? I've kind of been out of South Park. I've been kind of like losing faith in South Park for years. And like, that's even like a sad, like, they used to be the ones who'd be like, fuck you. And like, ever since they did the thing where they covered the Muhammad with the teddy bear suit because they were like threatened, it's like, dude, come on, man. Go for it, dude.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
Get bombed.
Get bombed, dude. Fuck yeah. Go for it, dude.
Get car bombed, bro.
Damn, that's crazy. Fucking.
And you know, I don't know. It's just like, maybe it's, I think we grew up with that programming because back in the day, let's be honest, in the yard, like, oh, that's gay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're such a faggot or something.
It was funny. Cause
we grew up with that, but we never meant, at least I didn't mean like you're actually homosexual. It was just, I don't know. It's just a slang.
Yeah, stop being gay. Like, it's just, remember that.
Pussy.
Like, yeah.
Stop being
a
pussy, basically.
Yeah, stop being a pussy. Stop being gay. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think that's what it meant, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, just stop being a pussy.
Stop being a bitch.
Yeah.
Well, like my mom, when I was growing up, was like a wedding planner. So I was like very like entrenched in like with like a bunch of gay dudes. So I kind of saw that whole world when I was growing up. And it's like, I always grew up knowing that it's like, it's just a thing that happens. And that's just the way people are. But it's like, you know what I mean? It's like, that is just something that you say with your friends. And it's like,
But
it's like, I don't want to try to be like, it's fuck. I've been like, you know, when someone says something and like it hits you inside, you're like, oh, and like, I don't want to try to do that to anyone. So, you know,
it's
one of those things.
I get it now. Like, cause, I have family members, like cousins and stuff that they are. They do swing for the same team and all that shit.
Ooh,
but,
damn, that's a good one right there.
You know, but
the thing
is, it's like, this is a Christian podcast. Keep it together. But
come on, guys,
cut it out. It's Christian.
Shame, dude. So it's fucking Sunday, dude.
It's Sunday, my bad. Sunday
damn.
Sir.
Damn.
It's the Lord's Day. Exactly.
That's 100%, dude. 100%, dude.
Yeah. Hey, well, we should just change this topic before we fucking cancel ourselves.
Yeah, for sure, dude. A local podcaster spewing hate speech.
Fucked up.
Motherfucker.
Yeah. We get that fucking cease and desist on Spotify. Anyway,
so, yeah, they swing for the same team.
I was just going to say, thinking about it now, it's like, it is kind of fucked up because it's like people have a hard time coming out to their parents. I'm sure you know somebody.
We all
know somebody. It's like coming out to your family. It's really fucking hard. Like imagine like you're trying to tell them like your dad's say he was a fucking Christian. And it's like, no, marriage is a man and woman. It says so in the Bible and blah, blah. It's like, how do you get through to these people? It's like, I'm open. So if you know to say you or whoever came up to me, I'm like, hey man, I'm gay. Are you still gonna be my friend? Like, well, fuck it. Like, good for you, man. Like, hell yeah.
Well, I had a buddy. Like, we had a buddy growing up, like who really struggled with that shit, and like going from like you know hardcore Christian to that kind of like lifestyle. And it's like the whole time it's like, dude, just be gay and be yourself, dude. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like a bummer to see you like struggling. Like, just you know, it's like not a huge deal. Just fucking go for it, dude.
And the funny thing is, like, you probably saw it all along too, like the whole way.
Yeah,
like,
dude.
oh, this guy's a little weird. Like, I don't want to say weird, but it's like, he's not really into the same things we are.
I think we all kind of grew up in a transitionary period, like, where it became like almost like normalized in the culture, where it became not like the normalizer, but like more accepted, which is better. You know what I mean? Cause it's like, dude, like to have any group of people persecuted is really fucked up, I think. Oh, yeah. So it's like, especially like you said, like we have people in our families, our friends and shit like that who are in that community. So you want to make sure that everyone's like not fucked up, but like at a certain point, like you can't just be like canceling motherfuckers or just saying anything. It's like fucking crazy.
See, that's where the whole dilemma is. It's like, we're going so far one way. It's like, this is not the move.
Yeah, it'll balance. Yeah,
we gotta swing this shit back to the middle and be like, hey, I understand we have our differences, but see, the thing is, everybody is so caught up in this, their ideologies. It's like, no, my way is the way.
Yeah.
And then that's the problem.
No discussion.
Yeah, there's no discussion.
And the thing is, like, it's, I kind of lost my point, but like, yeah, it's you want to make sure you're like, yeah, there's no room for discussion.
Oh yeah. Like the homie at work, he asked me, he's like, hey, this might sound weird. He knows I have a gay brother-in-law. He's like, does he ever talk about like, he likes it, lick ass?
Like, oh boy.
All the time at Thanksgiving. It's really hard to deal with.
Like anytime he just sees a hairy man or something.
Hey, this is a Christian podcast.
But again, I would feel uncomfortable. I would feel uncomfortable if like my female cousin did that or like my male cousin about the opposite sex. I'd be like, this is fucking weird conversation to have with me, dude. You're my cousin.
Yeah. But remember Christians go on all male retreats all the time.
All the time, dude. It's just big.
It just hit it.
It's a big thing.
It's a big thing.
Yeah, a lot of male retreats.
I think it was like all like religious where like they did that.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
It's a surprise, motherfucker.
That's right.
Yeah.
Damn Tyrone.
I've always been told though it is Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Yeah.
That's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But yeah, anyways, I was like, hey, fucking trust me. I'm
gonna have to listen back to how the fuck we even got on this shit.
Yeah,
I think it was like cancel culture, and then we started discussing our vernacular pronouns. As young men. You know what I mean? It happens, but I think on the whole, we have no hate for anybody.
Hey, I'm admitting to my mistakes, and I'm trying to say like, hey, my mind has evolved since then. I'm no longer the same person.
I've always been the same accepting person, man. I don't know what to tell you, dude. Like, fuck, I love everybody, dude.
Oh, yeah.
For all your weirdness, dude, whatever it is.
I get you.
I get you. To end this on the good note, like Joe's. Like Joe and I say, we're all a little bit gay on the inside. Yeah. Hey,
everyone's fucked up, dude. Everyone's got something weird about
them. One how, like Joe likes to say, when your homie's not at work and you have no one to stare in the eyes with and have a deep conversation with, it's like, who do I talk to at work?
Yeah, do you?
Yeah. It's like, yeah, when that homie's not at work.
Fools lock eyes.
Yeah, fools lock eyes.
What up, homie?
Yeah.
What's up, dog?
Fools lock eyes and fools don't cry.
I don't mean to sound weird, dude, but your eyes are fucking beautiful, man.
Hey. I love your bloodshot eyes.
Hell yeah.
Bloodshot eyes. You look tired. Is everything okay, man?
Yeah.
Talk to me.
You cried, bro?
You crying in the bathroom? Come on, I heard you.
So to end my question I asked in the beginning, did you go see him? Guns N' Roses.
No, dude, no. You know, I think when that fucking tour came, that like, we're back in action. Yeah. I was like, I'm not spending fucking $150 to see this pony shit. At that point, I was over it. I was like already seeing like Fish and shit at that time. So like, nothing's going to top Fish. And the Fish is like $40. So I'm not going to like waste my money on that.
Yeah. Like he was like that. I'm like, but it's a weird story. He didn't buy tickets, but he ended up going because at that time, fucking, I would buy like, I was married, and so obviously I had, basically, long story short, I had like 4 concerts that I bought tickets for.
Like
for
her. 6 tickets.
Yeah, 6 tickets, like 6 concerts that I bought tickets for her and her friends or for someone. So I'm like, hey, I know you didn't want to see Guns N' Roses. Well, let me rephrase this. I know you didn't want to spend the money to see Guns N' Roses, but you want to see Guns N' Roses.
I was like, fuck it. Yeah.
But I went to the third show. We had to go to San Diego to go see him.
Okay. Yeah. Where was it in San Diego?
The gas.
Wherever the old, hey, you're doing it again.
Oh, shit. My
dude,
bad.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Shit. My bad. Christian podcast. Hey,
we
dude.
Just shit. Talked about this shit.
Fuck.
Anyway, so I think it was at the Qualcomm Stadium, wherever the Chargers played at.
Okay. So like a big ass venue.
Yeah. It was a huge stadium.
Fucking. And it was cool. Yeah. But Slash. My boy, if you're listening, I know you are. Fucking, you got to end it with those guitar solos. Those guitar solos fucking go on for days.
Yeah.
Dude.
I'm a big long guitar solo guy.
They're like 15-minute shit. Like,
I'm like, dude, we got the point. You know how to shred.
The worst is Zach Wilde, but anyway.
Dude, I would do a show with Zach Wilde, and this dude was just, it was ridiculous. It's like, are you just practicing your pentatonic scales right now, dude? And then there's a guy who was like looking at me, he was like, this kind of lame. And I was like, yeah. And then like Zach Wilde walked by with his like remote control thing. And then the guy was like, oh my God, Zach Wilde. And like went fucking crazy. And I was like, the one dude I connected with to be like, this is fucking lame.
He, yeah.
Like,
he's supposed to, you're supposed to be like, no. No, Zach, don't do that.
Yeah. He got hypnotized by his guitar. He saw those stripes and he's like, oh my God. Whoa. Yeah.
Dude, it's so silly, dude. It's like, ugh. Like, I mean, like, I'm not trying to sound like a dick or anything, but I feel like I've been like, at that point, I was seeing such like high levels of music where people will take 15 minute guitar solos, but it'll be like very intriguing and you'll be like, wow, where's this shit going? It's like a story, but like, he's just like,
I'm going to go harmonics up and down days. 16 notes, triplets all day. Long,
dude. Yeah. Wow, you're incredible. In the middle. Fuck.
Yeah.
He's the greatest guitar player in the world.
At one point, he was shredding hard. Oh, yeah. He was bad back in the day.
Yeah, but still, that's he's just showing off how...
Now, dude, then you should have 20 years of compounding sickness then. You know what I mean? Exactly. You should be 20 times more badass.
And then it's like, oh, let me quit fucking playing for Ozzy Osbourne, but let me do a fucking Zach Sabbath fucking tribute band on top of that. It's like, I don't want to play for you anymore. I'm tired of this shit, but let me start my own band. Zach Sabbath is what he calls it. Mm. Just nothing but Black Sabbath covers. Yeah, I know.
I mean, it's like, well wishes to you, man. But like, I'm not a huge fan.
I never care for his voice to begin with, so. Yeah.
But I did see a video where Zach Wilde fucking embarrassed Slash in like a Voodoo Child jam. And I was like, fuck. I was mad at Slash. I was like, dude, come on, dude.
Fuck.
Damn.
I feel like if I was a professional, like if I was like getting paid and to tour and shit, and I was like a guitar player for 20 years, I'd be fucking badass by year 20. You know what I mean? These guys are like calling it in, I feel like.
Yeah, oh yeah. That's what it is. They're totally calling it in. But yeah, touring for 20 years, like, fuck, you got to show something.
I mean, that's why I'm not sure if you guys got to get into Fish, dude, because that is all these things are showing in that band. Like, he's like 20 years in, or like 30 years in, these guys are fucking gnarly.
Oh, yeah? Gnarly. Never listened to one song.
Get into it. Yeah, well, I think they're hopefully going to come in July. You guys should just go to that. That's probably the best thing to ever do.
Are we going are the Cave Dwellers going to the Fish show?
You should. Yeah,
maybe.
Dude, go and bring microphones to the lot.
I'm
going to
go to the restroom right now. The lot is crazy. Sure, during
what does
fish
that
show.
Mean, the lot?
The Fish lot? Okay, so usually...
The lot lizards, but now we're talking about the Fish lot.
Yeah, so like, how can I explain this? So like... I think it all kind of originated in like Grateful Dead culture, which is like before the show, because everyone's touring with the band. You kind of set up shot in the lot. There's a thing called Shakedown Street, which is like one aisle where there's like motherfuckers selling like t-shirts and like food, grilled cheese, fucking drugs, whippets, shit like that. And like at Fish, it's just the same shit. So you've been to the Forum, you know what I mean?
Right.
So that whole lot just becomes just like hippie-filled, dude. And like there's, you can buy weed, mushrooms,
they have everything.
Anything you want, dude. And food and beer. And beer is like $2 for a fucking bottle of good ass beer, dude. So then you do that. And then like, so if you guys walked around there with some microphones and started interviewing people, and it's like, cause if you guys went in as like not knowing Fish and be like, hey, we're just two guys, we have a podcast, like tell me about Fish, you will get some crazy thing. Cause like, it is like a crazy deep culture.
I would be able to sustain how long these people would go off on a tangent about.
I was texting Chris earlier from work, and I swear to God, I sent him like 20 bubbles just talking about it, because I like showed him a CD and he's like, it was sick. I was like, well, let me tell you about the years, dude. Here's the years you gotta listen to. It's just like, it's like a virus, dude, but it's so sick. The shows are rad.
I've actually told him, like, we gotta go there, like go to like a tailgate and just like, hey, let's, you wanna come on the podcast? Hey, why do you like Slayer? Why do you like this band? Why do you like Fish? But I'm like,
first of all, fucking Slayer.
It's like Fish is like Slayer. It's like the same type of intensity, but even gnarlier, because like they're like nerdy guys who are like,
and they're just like, move.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, move it hard. It's hard. But if you're there and you're on it, you will understand, dude.
I will say I kind of know where the vibe is, because I'm gonna tell you this. When I was in Arizona, one of the instructors that I had at the school was one of the biggest Deadheads. He built a replica Jerry Caster, basically.
Oh, so the alligator on it?
No, he likes the tiger one.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So he did like one like Wolfie and stuff like that. So I don't, as much as I don't know that deep about the music, I know the lure. I know what's up, like a little bit with like Jerry and the guitars and stuff side. And then fucking dude, he had a cover band. Everybody was fucking moving, bro. Like, fuck it.
It's sick, dude.
They were just, but they were twirling, like they were just vibing on some other levels.
Those crowds, and that's the kind of the scene we try to play to with Vimanas, and like those crowds are so sick because they dance to anything. They accept music. No, not to anything. I don't mean to sound like that, but like they'll be like, oh, this is sick, I'm gonna get down. And then at shows, openers, they're like, these guys are rad. If they bring it, they're like, fuck yeah, dude. It's like they're super awesome.
I see what you're saying. Like, whereas most,
they're open minded.
What most shows you go to? No, fuck that. I'm not gonna give no love to the opening.
Exactly.
They're just gonna stand. Exactly. There and you're gonna cross your arms, and then like, for me, like if there's a sick opening band, I'm gonna be like, dude, these guys are blowing my mind, and it's happened before to me many times.
What's
and
an open air band that got you?
Mastodon.
Yep. Or Arch Enemy too.
Oh, Arch Enemy.
Yeah, but that was like, I can't even say that I'm a big fan as I am with the Mastodon. Yeah. But I was like, it made me look like, oh shit. Yeah.
Mastodon's pretty sick.
Yeah. So for, you know, just if the band brings it, they bring it, I'm like, I'm into it. But I totally get what you're saying. It's like, they're not into just anything, but if it's good, it's good.
It's good. Thing, yeah. I mean, like, it's very like, if you're, I think what it is, at least for me, and I think other people in the community, is this like genuineness. Mm-hmm. And the Grateful Dead's super genuine, and so is Fish. And like, when you see a band that's kind of like putting it on, you're like, you guys are kind of like, you know, copying some other people or whatever. You're kind of like, it's okay. But like, if you come in and like bring it cool and like play a couple good covers, like people are gonna get down, dude. It's really fucking awesome.
Fuck yeah.
I've seen a lot of really good opening bands where I've been like, I was worried about the band I came to see. It'd be like, oh shit, dude, these guys are fucking sick. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if the band I came to see is gonna be able to like top that shit.
Oh yeah. 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 Speaking about bands, well, you have your own, so you keep on talking about, what is it? I'm like,
The Manas.
The Manas.
Yeah.
But like bananas, right, with a V.
But then what's up with this Goblin Valley? That's just something like another spinoff that you're doing, or?
Yeah. So when I was in college, mm-hmm, I like got introduced to like the world of MIDI composition and like making beats and shit. So mm-hmm, before I graduated, me and my buddy went on like the Southwest camping trip, and Goblin Valley is like this like super cool state park where there's like weird like they call them the goblins. It's like weird rock formations that kind of look like mushrooms.
Damn. Where?
It's in Utah.
Oh,
close to Lake Powell. Yeah. So you can do like a double thing there.
Damn, that's sick.
Campsites have like weird rocks you can camp out and have fires near them and shit. Yeah. Sick.
The in Utah, is that Mount Zion? Is that like the popular one?
Yeah. So we actually went there first. Zion's the national park. We spent like, I think, 3 or 4 days there. And then we went north into like Bryce Canyon and then into like Colorado, but like before Colorado, we stopped at Goblin Valley and like, dude,
driving or
yeah, we were in like my buddy's like Crown Vic, like Mercury damn. Crown Vic. It was sick, dude. Just like trucking along, dude. That's always the most fun thing, just like driving through the desert with your homies.
So, what song would you like to put on for our viewers?
Shit, dude. I don't know. Do you want to do a new one or a classic one?
Whatever in your opinion is.
What's a good one
To rock us out to?
Let's see here. Let me see what we got here.
Let's see.
I feel bad here, not even knowing. Let's go with the first one. Go with the flow. That's like the first one I ever put on an album.
All right, so we're gonna go ahead play this new song. You said go ahead and go with the flow.
He actually said it's a first song he recorded.
Yeah, first song I put on like an album. Okay. Was that one? Start off with that one.
So this background, were you at Goblin Valley?
I'm sorry. Dude, that was actually, we were, I was in a band, I think at that point it was called like Sugar. And we were, there's this hill in Chino Hills that kind of like overlooks everything. And you can kind of get up there through this like weird park. And we're like, we got to get up there and fucking do something. So my buddy had like a Subaru and a truck. So we loaded everything up there and fucking drove up. And then we played like a little set out there. And like, I had buddies like 3 or 4 miles away being like, that was you guys and shit like that. So that was really cool.
Yeah, that's
sick. Dude, this music to me, I'm getting inspired. Like, I want to shoot 8-bit zombies.
Oh, what? 8-bit zombies?
Yeah, like, it's like a fucking Nintendo game. Like,
I can feel that.
Yeah.
Yeah, this was all like, I was doing like, I didn't have so much equipment. So I was doing a lot of it with like MIDI VSTs and shit. And I like was doing it like in my bedroom and like low volume.
It's
headphones.
Dope though. The vibe's dope.
Oh, thank you. But yeah, so like, yeah, fungi obviously, you know, is a play on words for fungus, you know what I mean? So I was in a state of mind when I was making all this shit. So it's kind of like, I was just like, I was about to graduate college. This was kind of like the senior project thing. So it was all kind of that. It's like culmination of all my time in college and chilling, having fun.
Joe gave me a good idea, and he's like, it's just another side note, but he's like, basically my grandma has dementia, and he's like, she has these episodes where like she's kind of like manic, just like, you guys are doing this to me, I have no control. And I'm like, grandma, like, I'm trying to give you breakfast. Like, she just gets in this whole state of mind, and like, she used to paint and really good too. And Joe's like, you should get her to paint, like, just because I could kind of convince her, like, in the beginning, like, hey grandma, you're gonna paint today. And then it's like, oh yeah, I was here, like, just almost like that. Have you ever seen 50 First Dates with Drew Barrymore?
Yeah.
And it, like, kind of like that, like,
I that, like, that, like,
oh, that's right,
for it.
I do paint.
Yeah,
I forgot I do paint.
Because the crazy thing about my grandma is like, I can tell straight from the beginning in the morning. She'll wake up at the bug crack of dawn. She'll be up at 5 a.m. So like, I can be like, hey, you're gonna paint today. But side note, Joe's like, I'm like, how about paint on mushrooms? I'm like, dude, imagine what I would create. Like, not that I'm an artist or a painter or drawer. I don't even know how to draw. Like, it's stick figures for me all day. But I'm like, I'll stick figure that fucking paint fucking canvas. Like, I don't know. I would do something crazy.
Probably be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that thing where the guy, like, it's an artist and he does, like, different sketches on different drugs?
Nah.
It's a trip, dude.
Oh, damn.
What's the name of that?
I don't know. If you just type in, like on Google, like, artist, different drugs, you'll probably see. And that was, like his own self-portrait. And it was just, like, it was really cool, dude. Because someone would be kind of, what's the thing I'm looking for? Kind of, like, an impressionist and kind of weird, like a Monet painting. And some would be, like, cubicle and psychedelic. It was really fucking cool.
Dude, wow. I think that's going to be my first painting is this Saturday. You done?
This Saturday?
I'm going to try his badge.
Oof. Yeah. Let's go crazy.
I already found the place to buy a canvas and, like, all the paint supplies.
Yeah.
Yeah, I already got my easel fucking ready.
Like the Michaels or something?
Yeah, I'm going to get my easel on and shit.
And just, like, go Jackson Pollock and start throwing paint on it. And it's like,
I'm going to have to get a tarp to put on that floor because I'm going to get fucking buck wild on that painting.
Go for it, dude.
Fuck yeah.
You have to go, like, when you're hard into it, like, at the come up and it's like, oh, it's like, for me, like, when you're creating, it's always good to, like, the very first part when you're all jittery and at the very, like, last part when it's all, like, kind of, like, hit you.
So, right. So, like, you say, like, you're on this journey right here. Do you do it, like, right from the get-go or?
What do you mean?
Like, when you start recording, like, do you, like for example, like, I popped a cap in the stem yesterday. I planned everything. I was like, I'm going to take a shot. I'm going to get everything I need to get done. And then write it around 45 minutes. I'm going to plan it out. Like, hey, it's going to start kicking in. Like, do you do that? Or are you just like,
I think like most of the time it's like, I just kind of go for it. I'm like, I have had moments where I'm going to be like, especially if I'm working on something or if it's like, it's been a while. And I kind of want to work on my mind or something like that. I'll have some certain goals in mind, but yeah. If most of the time I just kind of go for it and have fun.
That's cool.
Especially with this, when I was doing this project, it was like some songs I did that was like distinctly, I was like, fuck.
Yeah.
And then like other songs was like, I was doing touch ups and kind of like conceptualizing shit.
Yeah, you know
what I mean? But it just depends on each individual track. You know what I mean? But I think you could probably tell on some where it gets weirder and where it's like more normal. But it's a good tool, man. I think for any musician, if you're into that kind of stuff,
fuck, you know what I mean? That's something that he told me. He's like, he never done that.
It's like, yeah, that tripped me out too when I heard that. It seems like it's like the best thing ever, dude.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Like, I always tell him, like, I always try different things where this guy's like, nah.
I've done lots of things.
I stare at the stars.
Dude, the fire is the shit, dude. Yeah. Ooh, boy.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
You can see the devil in there.
I like to go all natural. Like, he's telling me about watching TV, and it's like, that's...
I understand where you're coming from, but I understand where you're coming from. Because I understand there is a time for like self-reflection and like you get to see some crazy close-eye visuals and shit. But there are also times like, dude, I watched like season 5 of The Simpsons and be like, this is majestically amazing, like incredibly written, so fucking funny, and you laugh so hard, dude.
Yeah.
It's pissed tears, dude.
Oh yeah.
You know what it is? It's like I feel like I don't have the fucking energy to want to follow along.
Yeah,
like, my attention span is like,
that's fair.
I'm going so fast. That's like, this shit's like too slow or something.
It's on the timing of the journey. You know what I mean? But like one time we watched me and buddy, we were fucked up and we were going through Netflix and it was like Insane Clown Posse goes out west, dude. And we're like, well, let's throw this on. And we laughed so hard, dude. It was like, we got $100,000 just to make a fucking stupid movie. Yeah. And it was awesome, dude. Yeah. I'm not a juggler or anything, but mad respect to that community. Dude.
Yeah. That's why I tell him. I'm like, dude, like, he's like, I'm not going to get it. I'm not going to understand. Like, that's why you put on something you've already seen that, you know, it's funny. It's like,
you can explore too. Today I was like, I wish I was fucked up today because I was like going through YouTube and there was this thing. It was like, it was hell clown core, and there was these fucking clowns like in a porta potty. These two clowns in a porta potty, and like,
oh yeah,
like,
clown core.
They're going crazy, right, dude. I was like, who are these guys? So I would have stumbled upon that, like all fucked up.
That's
like,
legendary.
Yeah, that's like on that one feed that you watch too, huh? Mm-hmm. That you say, what is it? Brain feeder.
That's the hit.
Yeah,
do that.
Is that a channel?
It's on Twitch stream, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So they do
you're telling me about that.
Yeah, they do it every Thursday. And yeah, it's just the shit. So good.
I have to check it.
Yeah, that's where I learned like all kinds of stuff, but yeah.
It's good. I feel like really like, it's really cool for the younger generation now who has like, if you're a musician,
the older stuff too.
You get everything. And then also like the lesson videos, and it's like any song you want to learn, you can just learn it. Mm-hmm. Any song, any like artist you like, you can just dive into really quickly.
That's why like the level of musicianship and like, everything in general, people are getting better at it, like, because all the information's already out there. Where like, our generation, yeah, we had tabs, but we didn't have like videos like, hey, this is how you fucking shred this lick or whatever, so stuff like that. So it's like this next generation, dude, they're like, they're going to be even more amazing.
Crazy. They're going to be really good.
Yeah. Like the level of talent is just going to be like incrementally like stepped up even more and more. So who knows? That's why I was like, oh, dude, this pandemic shit, actually there's an upside because all the instruments we're selling, it's like they're going to be in so many people's hands now. It's like, it's, I think bands are going to come back. Like, whereas right now we're in a phase of like digital DJ and all this stuff, but then they're going to realize like, dude, bands, it's a different feel.
It's I think that that phase is already on the very downslope, because like when I was in college, it was like EDM was the shit. I would be going to school with guys who were like studying music and like listening to the shittiest EDM, and I'd be like, what is wrong with you? And like I like totally entrenched myself in that jam scene, and there's so many good like live bands who really focus on like playing live and being tight and improvising that, like, I, like you said, I think that shit's going to come back, and that's going to be like hopefully a revival. Like a revival.
It is. I have faith. I'm actually like holding on. I was like, dude, there's going to be some sick bands that are going to come out.
When shows come back, I think we got to exchange bands and we got to go see each other's favorite bands. Cause there's like so many good bands out there. And I feel like I hear people say there's no good music out there. It's like, fuck you, dude.
This guy, he always introduced me to stuff. It's like, cause like I said in the beginning, I'm not a YouTube traveler. So I'm like, he's always the one like, hey, check out this. Like if it wasn't for him, I probably wouldn't even be into death metal.
Really?
Yeah. I hated death metal. And he's like, oh, try this one band. Like, it's not so much like guttural fucking decrepit fucking like pig Cookie squeal. Monster. Yeah, pig squeals. And it's like, Cookie you'll probably Monster. Do this. And like, I'm like, okay, I get it. And then I started to enjoy the other like aspect of like the drumming, the guitar playing, and like, oh shit, this shit's fucking sick. Because there's some bands like Cryptopsy, None So Vile. You put that album on, his singing is like, it's like, if you're like a first time listener, I'm like, oh, is he screaming, growling? Like, what is it? But when you listen to it, I don't know. It's hard to explain.
It's like sometimes like almost like acquiring feel. A taste for like a whiskey. You're like, it's like a first time, like, oof, what the fuck? And it's like super harsh. Then eventually over time, you're like, damn, this is, you get to see the notes and
you
stuff
listen
like
to
that.
The hook, and like, it just, it's everything is so fucking perfect. So fucking perfect.
I think like in order for, it's so easy to, when you first listen to something, to write it off. Mm-hmm. And you don't give it a chance. So I think if anything, like say, you have to give it at least like 8 different tries.
Yeah.
Because before if you really like, you know, catches on.
Sometimes. For me, I hated the singing. Yeah. But then I was like, no, let me focus in on the guitar playing and the drumming. I'm like, damn, this shit is sick. And then you fucking add the singing. I was like, oh shit. Like,
learn to love it.
Yeah, it makes sense. And it's like, and then Thundercat, all this other stuff that was the Brain Feeder, all that, and then Clowncore, that the clowns in the trash can and all that
dude,
stuff.
Dude, in a fucking porta potty, dude. I saw the van with the porta potty. I was like, what? And then like the sound was bizarre. And the best part was, there was a part of the video where it just like cuts to outside and you just hear like.
With no bass.
Have you ever been to NAMM?
No.
Oh.
I always had like semi chances back in school, but I was always like, meh. But now I kind of wish I went.
It's good to go, but like now we talked about it and he's like, nah, I'm done.
Well, how about the next time we can go, the bros go together here and we have a little fun.
I'm down. I don't know.
Get a little crazy.
Hey, you
know,
trust me.
Hey, people are going to be wearing masks.
Yeah.
And shit.
This guy, should we explain how we do this shit? This guy, he showed me the ropes. So the ropes is knock, knock. Who's there?
Okay.
Yeah. A torta sandwich. He's like, hey, we're going to fucking go. We're going to pack our fucking badass lunch, ice chest full of beers. So basically it's like this guy knows what's up. Like,
is that NAMM?
Yeah, NAMM.
You're walking around with a ice chest full of beers?
No, okay. It's in the car.
The show floor?
Yeah, we tailgate to say like, hey, when we get there, we check in, get our badges, go walk around for a bit, and then be like, lunchtime. Yeah, I think it's time we hit that horse leg jaunt, eat that sandwich, drink a couple beers, get primed up, and boom, like we hit the show floor.
Yeah, go back
in
there.
Yeah, hit the show floor and then like...
fuck up a bunch of riffs on a guitar that's nice.
Yeah, I'll be like, here my ugly shit that I'm trying to work on here, and then boom.
And like the first time I went there is like, he's like, hey, check out this guitar. And like, you can literally go to any fucking like, what booth would you say? Like the
most
manufacturer.
Booths. Most booths.
Yeah, manufacturer. It's like, oh, fucking, this is Carlos Santana's guitar. This is fucking.
Most of the booths will like, there's some that like, nah, you can't touch the instruments or whatever, but they're like, yeah,
you want to try it out?
Which they should. It's a fucking show.
Well, those like are like usually 60 G's plus. That
let
you
me
can't
touch it, man. Come on. Yeah. Hey, I just ate hot Cheetos right in my hands.
Let me play that. And there's this one, a boutique builder, because there's different levels. It's in the convention center in Anaheim. So there's like the bottom, like the basement tier. Then there's like the main floor, which is three separate fucking rooms, like giant rooms. And then there's a level up above that, and then some other dome thing across the way. And so there's all these different spots, right? So there's this one guy in particular that he's like, hey, you want to play my $6,000 guitar? And he was smart because he was already doing hand wipes or alcohol wipes way before any of this shit.
This was last year?
This was a couple years ago. Oh, okay. Yeah, because it, honestly, the way that you're getting people from all around the world, and then that's what I was telling him. I'm like, dog, I don't know. Like, there's people from everywhere that go to the show. Like, I'm talking everywhere in the world.
Sure. Every time we go, we get sick.
Every fucking show.
Really?
Yeah, every time we go, we get sick.
At least one of us gets sick, if not both. Because it's just like, dude, everybody's touching everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you don't think you're the only one that wants to touch that fucking cymbal or drum or fucking.
Somebody just coughed on his hand and just fucking.
Main sellers over there, China, Germany, all fucking the European, Europe.
Yeah.
I trust the Germans with cleanliness.
Yeah, I do. But China,
Not trying to hate on anybody, but damn, I know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Scary.
Hey, you done messed up, Aaron.
Yeah. No.
I'm glad there's no you messed up Alex fucking drop.
We'll add that later.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Yeah, there.
So anyway, so yeah, it's just a crazy. It's crazy times now, but before it was just like, here, I won't shake your hand, but I'll give you a fist bump kind of thing.
Well, now it's nice because you don't have to shake motherfuckers' hands if you don't want to.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, ice now, and walk exactly. right past them. Sorry, dude.
Yeah, you just.
Yeah,
just hey, peace,
pound
man.
Yeah, pound it.
Peace, now this is peace, peace and love. Thank you.
Yeah. Like I trip out. Like I actually went to a COVID. Well, I don't even want to say it's COVID funeral, but like I went to a funeral during COVID, and it's like if you're Catholic, like there's this like ceremony where you have to shake everyone's hand. Like, what is it? You know more about it? Like you're just kind of saying hi.
Well, yeah, it's just part of the thing.
Yeah,
paying respects.
Where it's like, hey, no, say hi to everyone. Just say
like,
say hi.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's just standing on a podium like, hello.
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
Because towards the end, they're like, oh, you know what? Like, get basically give thanks to everybody around you, like, for any, you know, it is true. It's like that aspect of it's like, you got to be like that all the time, though. Like, not just there, then and there. I think that's what people lose that's where the message gets lost.
Yeah. It is all just a little bit weird. Like, was it in person or on like a webcam? It was on a webcam?
No,
it was in person.
Yeah. Okay, cool. In my mind, it was like a COVID funeral. Yeah, imagine like you're in your couch and it's just like a.
It was weird, less like fucking limited capacity and all that shit. But yeah. But any concerts that like you're hoping to go to, just the Fish.
Well, me and my girl have tickets to the Peach Festival.
Peach?
It's like a festival in Pennsylvania. It's actually like the Allman Brothers Festival, I think. So like you ever heard of String Cheese Incident?
No.
Very sick, like bluegrassy jam band. Pretty much like every band in the jam scene is going to be there.
Okay.
We were supposed to go last year, but fucking COVID fucked that up. Yeah. So I really don't have too much faith this year that we're going to go, but I am hoping to fucking God or whatever is out there that we can go see Fish this year. Cause that's all I want, dude. Cause like when we went, I think it was in 2018, they hadn't come in 17, and like the vibe in the crowd was like, oh, they're back. And like, I almost like relate it to like prom. Cause like you go to all these shows in the scene, you see all these bands, and there's people wearing like Dead stuff and Fish stuff, and like when Fish comes to town, it's like everyone's like, okay, I gotta get my good shit on, and like fucking, we're gonna go hard as fuck. Like last Fish show was two nights in a row, we got these hotel rooms like a mile down the street from the venue, and just fucking went hard, dude. It was sick.
Damn.
It was rad, dude. You guys gotta go. I mean, really, like it's probably one of the best parties you'll ever go to, and then the music is top notch. You guys are both fucking musicians. So
yeah.
You ever gotten into Fish? No.
He's
telling me.
Get into it, dude.
He's been telling me.
Get into it. Read the book, man. Go fucking get into it, dude. You go for days. It's fucked up because like you do sound like a weird hippie when you talk about it, and you're just like, man, like, dude, like Fish. I saw the jams are so sick, and like that is like it's true, dude. Like it's fucked up. But like it's like you get into it, you're like, man, this is really sick. And then like you're like start like it was like a 10-year thing for me.
Dude, even my teacher, the one I was telling you, the deadhead at the school, he was like, Joe, I'm like, hey, what are some good CDs? Because I never got into it. He's like, the next day he brought me a stack. He's like, this is Jerry Garcia,
yes,
and
dude.
The River Trail and blah, 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 and all this stuff. And I was just like, damn, he really wanted me. He's like, so did you check those out? I was like, oh, yeah, I burned them to my computer, but I haven't listened to me. He's like, make sure you listen to them, Joe. Dude, listen to them.
Dude, Jerry Garcia, really, I feel like the props people give Jimi Hendrix and shit, and Jimmy Page and all those dudes, like, it should all be given to Jerry Garcia, because Jerry Garcia will fucking shred circles around all those dudes. And it's like,
yeah,
he'll shred hard. And like, it's like Grateful Dead, there's that. And then there's Jerry Garcia Band, which is like a little bit different. But like, dude, like, it's so tasteful and so meaningful. That's like why people like gave up their lives to follow that dude. Cause like, it was like fucking beautiful, dude. It's like the shit. Grateful Dead is insanely good, dude. It's like both, like, again, I sound like a fucking weird hippie right now, dude. But it's like, it's great music. And it's on the level of like the Beatles as far as like great songwriting, but they played live. So it's like throughout the years, they're like taking these songs and interpreting in certain ways. And then like as technology advances, they get like more pedals and more effects and shit. So like in the 80s, it sounds way different than the early 70s.
Oh yeah. Fuck yeah.
And in the 60s, you can hear like, you can listen to the tapes that they're playing at like acid parties where motherfuckers were like dosing out in the 60s for the first time. And people were like, whoa, and the Grateful Dead are getting down, dude.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get into it. Like next time you guys, like if you guys are taking journeys, throw on like a Grateful Dead set. From like either like, oh, I would say like 77 or like 71.
Yeah, yeah.
Whew, it's gonna be good, dude.
Damn, I'm about to do that.
It's beautiful. It's intense. Do you guys like folk music, rock, blues, R&B?
I never really got too much into folk, but like R&B and stuff. Yeah, like that.
Jerry Garcia Band does a lot of R&B covers, like Marvin Gaye. What's that one? Like I Second That Emotion is a big one that he plays all the time.
I've heard some of the covers are bad. They're badass. Dude, I don't mean bad in a bad way. That is badass.
Yeah, I know what you're saying, dude. It's good, and it's like, it's really like his guitar style is very like, if you take his lead, it's like very jazzy. Like you're using a lot of like fucking like chord notes and stuff like that, and like getting really nice solos rather than just like. I used to think Jimmy Page was like the shit, and then like one time my friend pointed out to me like, he's really sloppy, dude. I'm like, it's really sick, but it's really sloppy. Jimmy Page.
Oh, Jimmy Page.
And especially like in all those old Led Zepp videos, I was like, and then like one time I'm like, yeah, he's
so,
right. It is
he's
sick,
so fucked up.
Yeah, he's all fucking fucked up on hair, but so is Jerry Garcia. So it's like, you know, but he was nailing it. So it's like, there's that.
And there's different people like just zone out, I guess.
Yeah. Different effects for different people.
Yeah.
But it's fun to see. Like,
it's their style, I guess. Like, look at Motley Crue. Like, they were always fucked up. Mm-hmm. Like, that's like, you couldn't go to a soap. Or what about the Doors? Fucking Jim Morrison.
He dosed himself really hard, I think, right? I watched the Hollywood Bowl video a couple of weeks ago, and he was just like,
tripping
hard, dude. It's like, that's such a great performance, dude. It's like next level.
Yeah, he took acid regularly
all the time.
Yeah,
all the time, dude.
Damn, imagine that, doing a show
on how many tabs of acid do you think he was hitting?
Sheets upon glory.
And then imagine that's the good stuff, because there's like, and it's funny because I forgot, I was listening to this one podcast and they were talking about like, they're like, yeah, man, he's like, I want to know where can I get the really like pure stuff,
the Owsley,
like,
dude.
Yeah, because he's like, dude. The way it is back then compared to now, they cared about the chemistry, where it's like, people just don't really, I guess, take the effort to
anymore.
Put into,
Are you familiar with Owsley Stanley?
No, I don't think so.
So they call him the Bear, dude. And that's like where all like the Grateful Dead Bear stuff comes from.
Oh, okay.
And Bear Stanley was like, he was at first an audio engineer, I believe. So like that wall of sound, like all the Dead sound shit he was doing. And at the same time, he was like producing like all the LSD in the country. And then, like, I heard a story where he, like, filled a recording console with Microdot and sent it to the Beatles in England. And then after that, they made Magical Mystery Tour.
What?
So, like, this dude was making the best acid and then also, like, pioneering audio engineering and shit like that.
What the fuck?
Bear Stanley is a fucking trippy dude. So, it's like, wow. Dude, yeah. And so, that's, like, that his shit is the good shit. And it's, like, it's supposed to be out there still. And you can still get it. And it's, like, pure shit.
What the fuck? How much does that even cost? I don't even want to know.
I don't even know, but what I like from what I've heard this from people, you know what I mean? It's just all in like the
How could that even be verified? Because people could just say, oh yeah, I got this, I got that.
Well, it's like, allegedly I've done it. And then like, you know, fucking the time I did it and it was like, it was very potent and like very strong. And it's like, it's all the good stuff is right and center and all the bad stuff isn't there. You know what I mean? It's very interesting.
I got you.
So you assume, but like from what I've heard, they have like barrels of fucking the shit buried somewhere. You know what I mean? For the apocalypse and for the future. Cause like in my mind, besides all the partying, I think you kind of have a similar mindset, is like, it's really good for like spiritual searching, you know what I mean, to get into your mind and to like fully understand how your mind works and how you can kind of like conquer your own mind. It's like a really good tool for it, so I feel like it should be like available for people. Especially because like, if you get like rotten shit, that's like not good, dude.
You okay, sir?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, Aaron just came back with like a shitty grin on his face. Yeah, like,
no, rotting shit.
He's like so fucking happy. What happened?
Yeah, what happened in there, dude?
No, someone said something funny outside.
Okay.
Yeah. One little piss break. Yeah. Side note.
You're talking to someone when you're pissing?
Oh, yeah.
Himself.
Yeah.
In the mirror.
Yeah. You can do it. Sexy fucking bitch.
Doing like the fucking American Psycho flexes in the mirror.
Oh, hell yeah. That's like fucking creepy ass move. I used to do that. Like, I used to like trip out. Fucking dude in front of the fucking mirror. And my girl's like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, oh, you've never seen American Psycho? I've done, fucking big-titted animal.
I've done like the flex as a joke, and my girl didn't get it. Like, yeah. I'm just like, you've never seen American Psycho, huh? She's like, oh, this is weird now. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I've done a couple like those like fucking movies, and like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Watch movies, get cultured, understand references, yeah. Man. You know what I mean? Shit.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Uncultured.
So you only got that one show under your belt? Because me and Joe, we got like 4 tickets tied into fucking Ticketmaster right now.
I'm trying to think, dude. No, because like at that point, like I think at the point where I was like buying tickets, none of the shows I had to buy except for that Fish show was like I needed to buy it now. Mm. And we were just going at like the day of because you can find tickets for way cheaper.
Yeah.
But before COVID, dude, we were going to shows probably like every other weekend at least. Like, oh, we were seeing shows all the time. And then it was just like, fuck you, dude. No more.
Quick question. What do you like? I like to ask people to guess. What do you miss the most besides shows? Like, what would be, like, your go-to? Like, for me, like I say, Korean barbecue. I was a big fan of Korean barbecue.
I would say just, like, every time we want to go out somewhere, we have to, like, debate whether it's going to be, like, we can A, even eat there, or B, like, I don't want to be sitting outside in just, like, some weird place.
Yeah, so it's like, cold as fuck.
Yeah, just, like, the fucking freedom to go eat somewhere and then go see my homies. Yeah. And then, like, at a certain point, like, I started working to this new gig. I'm like, I don't know what anyone's fucking faces look like, and it's weird. And then one day we're all going to shed our masks, and I'm going to be like, oh, that's what your face looks like? And I've been, like, mapping your face off the whole time, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
So that pretty much is just, like, you know, that and, like, being able to, just, like, to gather with people.
Right.
Like, just like to be close to some, like people you don't know and be like, so don't have to worry some weirdo coming up to you and like giving you a high five.
Yeah, I know. I know I have a lot more scars than like, it looks like at work, but yeah, I got this face myself.
Hey,
I wasn't born this way.
Yeah. You earned that.
Yeah, it looks good, dude. Yeah. You know, it fits you, dude. I like it.
Like Lady Gaga says, I wasn't born this way. I earned this the hard way.
Hey, Ron. Where are you?
Right here, ninja.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah, so what about the other band? Do you have any like songs that we can find on Spotify?
Yeah, we're not on Spotify, unfortunately. We're actually like working on an album right now.
Okay.
But if you want to go on either vamanas.net or on YouTube, you can pull up some shows there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we have a lot of our shows recorded because that was kind of like the standard for the genre is to kind of get all your live sets recorded so people can kind of explore them a little bit.
Yeah, we got to throw some shout-outs for them.
Let's see here.
For the new band.
Yeah, for Vamanas, dude. It's been a little bit hard recently. We've all been kind of super busy, and it's been hard to get together and get like any shows together, but hopefully when shit starts to open up, we can get it going.
Fuck yeah. Some Vermana is coming.
Interesting cave news. Vermana just released a double platinum album.
Double platinum. Yeah.
You can buy it now.
Yeah.
On iTunes and anywhere music is sold. You're welcome.
If you have a hard time looking for that, that would make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So yeah, so let me like, where is it? God damn, I'm horrible at this.
Well, I brought up this one thing. That's why I had that Mr. Slave bite or bit. Or whatever you want to call it, but imagine if going to shows. Who died?
Little taps? Was that taps? Yeah. I don't know what that is. It's like Chuck Mangione or some shit.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Who died? That's
the homie died. That's what.
That was
a
soldier's funeral.
Then. Yeah. That's for the homie John right there.
Damn.
All right. So I got this queued up for you guys.
Why is China giving travelers tests?
Anal swab tests for COVID.
Anal swabs.
Would you do that? Am I going to China, sir? No, I am not.
Well, to be honest with you, like, isn't like an anal temperature more accurate? So would an anal swab be more accurate?
True.
Yeah, you shit COVID probably.
Yeah, for sure.
It's in your system.
You just swipe it right out, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want a Chinese guy to like swipe my butt, but okay. What happened?
But I'm not planning on going to Wuhan anytime soon, so I'm good.
Yeah. Good thing the fucking Olympics is in LA next year.
I'm good.
Oh, is it next year or no? 2024.
Thank you, ma'am, for that pepper crust of salmon.
2024.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, so this is our jam called Pepper Crusted Salmon. If you want to listen to this, this is live at Tim's house on the Vimanas music channel on YouTube.
Vimanas.
Thank you, ma'am, for that pepper crusted salmon.
Ooh.
Yeah, this is our fun. This is like a really, really fun one to play.
Give it to me one time. No, two times.
Damn, we got some soundboards for days right there.
Yeah, a little bit. You know what I mean? We try.
Thank you, ma'am, for that pepper crusted salmon.
That's you sing?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know, I try.
You took a stand and took me into something new. But tell me, ma'am, what's a boy to do?
Damn, that's good.
I was like, for a second, I thought that was a video. I'm like, why is nobody moving?
We play very still, dude. It's actually kind of our thing.
You guys are like masters at staying still and playing.
Still shot, but...
Well, she wasn't the first, but I guess in a way she was.
Come on, is this a gif?
Like, where's my hand?
What's a reset?
She showed me the way, and I said, okay, baby, well, for a minute, I'll stay.
Kind of reminds me of the singer from Primus.
I've gotten that before. Yeah. I've gotten that before, yeah. I don't want to compare myself to Les because he's the fucking man, but you know, I just kind of have a shitty voice. I try my hardest, you know what I mean?
Is this you right here?
Yes, and then Dennis will come out in just a little bit. Dennis can shred pretty fucking hard.
Go on a journey with this one.
It's fun, dude. We try. Like that. That's the kind of vibe we try to put out there.
Hey, I'm trying to hear this shit. What the fuck?
Oh, the jam.
This is not Zach Wilde.
And the jam's about to come through. The trippy part's not even here yet.
Oh.
It's like not. It's like more vinyl, but not.
Yeah. It's digital vinyl.
So after what you just heard, it can kind of get open. So depending on the show you watch, like this section will be pretty, you know, it'll vary a lot.
Oh, that's
good. Goes into a little shuffle.
Yeah. This is like when you're entering space right here, like,
just gripping on your bed real tight.
So for the gear whores out there, what kind of, obviously you have reverb, delays. What does your pedal board look like?
Fuck, dude, it's pretty extensive now.
You got like 40 pedals and shit?
Not 40, but I have a big board and like an auxiliary board, which is a little bit crazy. So I run into obviously a tuner that I go into, I believe a Dynacomp is first. No, I have a Key 9 pedal, which is like a Electro Harmonix.
Uh-huh.
And it like kind of emulates different type of keyboards, like Rhodes and shit like that. Then I go into a compressor, and then I have a envelope filter, which is pretty big. That's why I use that one a lot. And then that goes into a wah pedal, a couple distortions, a soul food is pretty much my main dirty sound. And then I used to actually have that Line 6, the DL4, I think it's called, that green delay pedal, for years and years and years. And that's probably what's on this right here. But recently just died, so I cannot use that anymore. So I bought a Boss DD500, I think.
Okay.
Which is like a pretty like epic delay pedal. So once we get back into shows, that shit's gonna fucking shred mines.
Does that one allow you to use multiple delays, like presets?
Yes, multiple delays, and pretty much everything of that delay is manipulable. Like just like the EQ you put on it, each little tiny, like if you have like a shimmer delay, like the rate of the shimmer and stuff like that, it's fucking rad, dude.
Okay, that's damn sick.
And then the cool thing about it is like when you turn off your delay, it ends as it should have. Like it doesn't cut off. It like it'll keep like the two delays that you had set, so you can turn it off and then it'll keep it going. So
it'll trail.
Like, yeah. So
that's,
it's like
so
that's like a pretty good small feature that I didn't really notice before.
Yeah. No, go ahead.
I said, but we're like me and Dennis as guitar players, like delay wah a lot of times to kind of fill in the spaces because we don't have a keyboard player.
Oh, okay.
It's like the main bulk of our sound, I would say.
Interesting. Okay. I like
that.
Do
you guys want a keyboard player?
We're not, I don't think we're opposed to it necessarily, but with the type of music that we play, I think it's important to like have a good vibe and kind of understand where everyone is and how each other plays. Because, like, we'll go into some pretty hardcore jams where it'll be like, I don't know where the fuck we are. And we got to kind of get the fuck out of here. Oh. So if there's a dude or a girl who doesn't really know, like, it might be hard. Like, there's a chick I went to college with, and there's, like, a couple people I know from college and, like, outside of college that are keyboard players that I would love to play. But, like, it's like, I don't know if I, like, they're not usually up to, like, the whole thing of, like, let's get into a band hardcore forever and put all the effort into it.
Yeah,
you know?
See where it goes.
Yeah. So we're open. If someone wants to play keyboards with us, hit me up, dude. Yeah. Let's fucking jam.
Fuck yeah.
Because, like, I love the sound of a Rhodes piano, and I love the sound of a Hammond organ, dude. It's, like, the fucking coolest shit ever.
I wish I knew how to play organ. That's fucking sick.
It's super sick, dude.
Fuck yeah.
Wow.
Because you have to push those things. Like,
pulling stops and shit, and then you hit the Leslie's. Dude, the Leslie speaker is so sick, dude. I have a little emulator on my pedal board, actually. I forgot to mention that, but, like, a little Leslie emulator, that's pretty sick.
So when you mentioned the auxiliary board, what exactly does that even mean?
It's like, I used to have one pedal board, and then it was, like, getting... I had to, like, keep choosing and being like, well, what's a good fucking thing to put on there? What should I do? And then I was like, fuck, I just need to buy another pedal board. Oh. So then I had, like, a second one that I have to, like, plug into the first one that I can use or not, really. Like, it's there or not. But, like, that's the aux board, dude. Because now I have, like, when I play, I have, like, a big board in front of me. Then I have, like, and, like, an L pattern to the side here. So it's, like, kind of, like, a big curve. It's, like, a big space station.
Dang, yeah. Because we sometimes watch live videos here when it's just us chilling. And, like, we notice some dude's boards. I'm like, dude, he literally has a fucking spaceship.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's how it feels. It's sick, dude.
Is that a UFO or a pedal board?
Yeah. I have pretty much all the basics with a couple of bells and, like, a couple of fun ones. Uh-huh. But, like, I like to keep it pretty because then... Oh, fuck, like, if you have too much effects, you kind of, like, stray away sometimes. Mm. So I like to kind of keep it as natty as possible, but I love some delay.
As we say, get lost in the sauce.
Yes, exactly. Precisely. <Yeah. laughs> And then your fucking sound sounds all saucy.
Yeah, you're just out there in the ether. You're like, we got to ring you back in, man. Come on, come back.
Keep the classics, dude. Like, a phaser can take you so far, and I got a phaser with, like, a tap rate, and that's essential. Because then if you're jamming, you can kind of set, like, a long phaser, and it'll be like, whoa.
Yeah, I think I realize I'm more of a phaser than a flange guy.
Yeah, me too. 100%. I want a flanger just for the shit, but, like, also it's a fucking thing I got to put on my board now. I got to buy another cable.
I think it's good for, like, just, like, momentary things. Yeah. You can't leave that shit on and play with it. It's just for, like, really short sections.
It's, like, parts. Specific things.
Yeah, like, really specific.
In the studio type of stuff.
No, like, you could control it live, but it's literally, like, you're going to be like, dude, we jammed these songs, and you'd be like, I use that for maybe two riffs.
Yeah.
And that's it. And then I'm like, so what's the fuck? Like, but it's there, you know what I mean? It's just one of those things.
I think
it's like a symbol.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you ever hit that thing? One time for the end of this song.
But it's there.
That's like gong.
Yeah.
The gong.
Or the fucking chimes or something. Yeah. How often do you use that? Like, once or twice?
Yeah.
You know, it's just one of those things, like, you don't want to whore it out.
Yeah. But when you're in the environment of, like, doing a lot of improvisation, to have that kind of, like, well, we're in the fucking shit right now and shit is real trippy. You know what I mean? Sometimes a brand will do some gnarly bass effects. They'll be like, pew, pew, pew. So you're like, this could use a fucking crazy flanger right now. And then you just hit it, dude. And, like, you'll just trip people out, dude. That's the main goal, is, like, give someone an experience when they're listening to the music to be like, wow, this is kind of fucking cool. And, like, you know, give you, like, a feeling in your heart, like, oh shit. And then dance, obviously, like a, you know, like a cool hippie does.
We got to spin like the Deadheads now, bro.
Oh, hell yeah.
Dude, the spinners are nuts. But here's my buddy. Made this collection. You ever heard of, like, a whirling dervish?
No.
It's like, I don't know what culture they're from, but it's like they do that kind of dance. They, like, they spin in circles and circles to, like, get, like, a meditative state and, like, reach enlightenment or something like that.
What the hell?
So there's something to spinning around in circles a lot, dude, because people have been doing it forever. And there is a group of Deadheads called Spinners, and, like, we've been playing shows and the spinners will come and spin. They're all cool as shit, dude. They're rad.
Damn. Honestly, it's probably a thing.
There's something to it. There's something to it, dude. Yeah.
They're flat earthers.
No,
dude. Hardcore round earthers.
Yeah, they're spinning. They're on their own axis.
Yeah, dude. They understand gravity to a fucking T, dude.
Dude, imagine like you're vibrating at that point. You spin.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. You fucking.
You hit the ohm when you start spinning.
Blast it off
on mushrooms. On top of that.
Oh, dude, you'd be like,
or on acid.
I'll
be throwing up personally if I'm doing that. While I'm doing that.
You know, let your freak flag fly real
quick. Fuck yeah.
Spinning is the thing, man.
Yo, I let my freak flag fly a lot, dude. So it's like, I'm pretty used to that, dude. Luckily, when you go to this kind of shows and shit, people are pretty inclusive. They don't judge you. So you can be kind of any weirdo you want to be.
Yeah,
it's kind of cool.
I'll just be that guy in the corner.
Yes, dude. Oh my God. Cuckoo.
Like,
that's real close to the barking guy, dude. The guy who's like barks at people.
Yeah. What are you doing? I'm looking for the homie.
I lost the homie. Yeah.
I do a Marco Polo myself. Yeah. You just yell Marco and hopefully your homie yells back at you.
Fuck yeah. Ever got lost at a show?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Not me, not too bad. But one time we were at Outside Lands and this chick that we were with was just like, I'm gonna go take a piss, and then like didn't come back for so long, and we're like, this chick is gone, mm-hmm. dude. She was fucked up, I think, for like the first time. Like someone probably should have gone with her. But like, I didn't know her that well, so I was like, I know. Yeah. And then she's gone, and we're like, yeah, she'll be fine. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I almost like, when my goal at a festival is like, I'm gonna have a backpack with like a bunch of weed, water, and anything I need. Because if I get separated, I'm gonna be fine. Oh, yeah. I don't give a shit about it. I don't need to be with people to listen to music. I'm gonna be happy with like by myself. But like, yeah. It's cool to have people. But if I get separated, whatever, dog. I'll see you guys at the gate. I'll see you guys at the hotel.
Yeah, you'll have your own fun.
Yeah, it's not a huge deal. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Some people require other people to like have fun, I think, but it's probably because they're not having fun. They just need to be like, look at me, I'm having fun.
Fuck yeah.
We need to be validated.
Yeah. There was one time I was lost at a show. It was a backyard show back in the day, and it's like,
yeah, lost at a backyard show.
Yeah, yeah.
How big was his backyard?
Not that big, but it's a
shitload of people. Yeah, it's dark.
Not only what made it big is like he literally had a table full of liquor.
Ooh,
so that's what made it bigger.
That'll expand the zone a little bit.
Expanded a lot more.
That's why.
And we literally showed up. I'm like, all right, I got this bottle. Okay, you got that bottle, and it's like it came time to go. I'm the designated driver to go home. And I just go like, hey, get in this car. Hey, fool, that's not the car. Like, what the hell is going on?
Random cars.
Yeah, so we finally find the car, and the keys are gone. And they're like, hey, he dropped
the key. He can't find the keys.
Yeah, I can't find the keys.
No. Not the keys are gone. You can't find the keys.
I can't find the keys.
Yeah.
So the homie goes back into the show. He's like, hey, let's go find the keys.
Yeah.
He said, we had this one homie watching me playing. That's when the PSP just came out. The portable PlayStation.
Yeah. So the guy was like, dude, let me play this. So I was like, hey, watch him, make sure he don't go nowhere, because he was real fucked up. So this guy got stuck playing the game. Of course, we come back, he's gone. We don't know where the fuck he's at.
The keys are gone too. Yeah, so the keys are gone too. Yeah, I end up waking up like two blocks away from the party the next day.
And what were you guys freaking out about it?
Everyone went home.
Yeah, we all went home. I'm like, hey, should we tell his mom?
Laugh now.
Nah, he'll be good.
He's a grown man. He's a big boy. He'll be okay. Yeah. He'll be all right.
Laugh now, cry later.
Yeah, it's a hard lesson, dude.
Yeah.
Don't get too shit-faced at a fucking random house party.
Yeah, so
trust me, we looked around for him. We went on a search party. It was like 1:30. I'm like, you know what? Fuck this shit.
You give it an hour, dude. A grown man gets an hour search. Yeah. And then fuck him, dude. We'll see him in the morning.
Yeah.
So anyways, so I wake up in this car in a driveway. And I'm like, what the fuck am I doing here? So I get out, fucking walk. I'm like, I wonder if the car's still there. The car's still there. The keys are still in my car. Fucking, I go home. It's the homie's car. Not him, but two of the homies are sleeping in my house and in my room. I'm like, what the fuck happened? He's like, you just went to every single car. Get in. This is a car. And they're like, nah, this is not the car. Mind you, like I said in the beginning, dude, I'm the designated driver.
I had a buddy who went to a show that was all fucked up, and he was so fucked up, he went to every car and tried his key.
Oh, yeah.
He was is this my car?
That was me.
Nope. Is this my car?
Yeah.
Nope. Is this my car? Yeah. Nope.
And what so the only thing I can think of was like, I finally found the car that was open. Yeah, and I fell asleep.
Yeah. Win, dude. That's a net gain, in my opinion.
He went to every single
game
car.
Over.
Hey, what if he was sleeping in the back and the guy had to get up for work early in the morning? And just like, yo, just wakes up. What the fuck?
Hopefully, it gives you the benefit of the doubt. Like, hey, man, I know you're shit faced. Would you mind get out of my car, please?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I kind of got to go to work today.
Yeah.
Hey, man, you can come with me, but like, you got to get out of the car.
You got to get out.
Yeah, fucking crazy. Yeah, concerts.
Good times, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I missed that shit so bad.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, one day they'll come back. One day.
Hopefully soon.
Yeah.
Shit.
So, all right, guys. Well, we've been talking about an hour and a half here. I think we might as well just wrap this up now.
Cool. Well, thanks for having me, guys. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
You guys are fucking awesome.
Yeah, we went down that fish, that Grateful Dead, that Spinner Road.
You guys let me know when the shows come back, dude. I'll guide you. If you guys ever want to get guided down the rabbit hole, I'll show you the way.
For the fish show or what?
Fish show, fish music, whatever, dude. It's a weird place to get into. Sometimes it's nice to have a fucking guy like the Gandalf to take you through the mines, you know?
Same thing. Like if I was ever to go to like what is it called? Insane Clown Posse.
I have know nothing about that culture, but I want to go so bad just to see, because it's like very similar. Oh, yeah. People are supposed to be cool as fuck, dude.
Yeah, I heard that they're cool ass people.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, what is it called? The Gathering.
Yeah, the Gathering Juggalos. Yeah,
I would love to go to the Gathering.
You let me know, dude. I'll buy my ticket, too. I heard they fucking party down, and they're, like, chill, accepting. Let's do it.
Yeah. So, any last words, Joel, that you have to say for the Cave Dwellers listeners?
First off, thank you to Al for coming in. We had a great time. We could easily talk for 2-3 hours up in here. But, you know, some of us got the munchies. We got things to do.
Munchies.
So, yeah, thank you, man. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, guys.
And, again, thank you to the listeners. If this was your first time listening, thanks for checking us out. Where can they find us, Aaron?
You guys know. It's the Cave Dwellers Podcast. And you can follow us on Instagram. That is cavedwellers.podcast on Instagram.
And Al? Facebook.
Yeah.
For me, you can find me personally at Alex Sacker, AlexSaqr on Instagram. Goblin Valley is at Goblin Valley, and Vamanas is at Vamanas Official. Hit me up. I'm a nice guy. Come talk to me. Let's make some music.
Shit.
Sick.
We had a good time. Good time. Good
time. Thank you guys. You guys are the shit.
We'll see you on the next one.
Hell yeah.
Thank you for coming through.